Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
Hello, Big Brother Specialists are back to talk this episode of Big Brother.
Big Brother. Cedric wins the whole game, probably, right?
I mean,
what an HOH he's doing this week.
He's doing a lot better than I thought he would during our cast assessment.
Oh, okay. I was like, are you underestimating the 21-year-old dude who is in the military? What the heck? Interesting competition, because we've seen it kind of before of like go as fast as you can, and it's different size balance beams, but now this time they're all the same size balance beam, and it's just can you click buttons? And like whenever T-Core went and got 9, I was like, I don't know how that's going to get beat. That was so good. And she didn't even like explain it all the way of like, if you hit the button twice.
Yeah. And then Quinn just comes out and crushes it and is like, all right, so I'm going to wait by the 3 to get maximum points on the reset. And like other people,
there's a
were
button that says
that
4. Like you're 2 points behind whenever you don't go to the 4 to do that. It's like, what are you doing, bro?
But so many people fell off too, like especially Mackenzie, who was acing the challenge. She had like 21 points and then fell and ruined everything.
And I think that's interesting from both Mackenzie and Quinn, yeah. We have our two power winners that are going very hardcore for the HOH of like, if I get this HOH, I can use my power next time, and I'm probably gonna make it to jury. So, like, that's great, and that's all I really want to do, because then I'm a part of everything on this season.
Right.
And I'm a big super fan, so being part of everything is exactly what I want. Tucker looks like he was gonna do something, and then he fell off and did, like, a hula dance for a bit, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And Sweet Kenny K gets second place.
No, I don't think he got second. He was close to it, but well, maybe he did get second without the falls and stuff like that.
So he's sweet Kenny coming for these guys,
but
or whatever.
He's so sad now because he can't see his wife and kids in the photos.
So that was the Candyland, but it's Ainsley Land. I'm like, good lord, this theming is awful this year. Of like I think one thing about reality TV that I will say is like, it's all about casting is kind of like, that's what sings. And like, I don't think I'll ever be like, oh, Big Brother 15 is actually my favorite season because of the challenges. You're like, you can't say Big Brother 15 is your favorite because the cast was so weird. And yeah. like, oh, I really liked Big Brother 12 because of the twist. No, it's like, it's all comes down to casting. So right now the cast is doing pretty well. Like we have some highs and we have some lows. And like Lisa was a catalyst for
she bitchiness. Left her glitter behind.
Yeah, like it was so funny of like, can we throw this away now? Like that's one of my favorite Angela lines so far of like and like we're just gonna be bouncing around. You've got notes, but like the fact that it was like Cedric's like, who should I put up? It seems like a foregone conclusion, but thank God that there's a third nominee this year because now it'll be a little weird. But as he's talking about Angela, she's like laying on the ground, like, like maybe doing some kind of physical therapy exercise or something. You're like, what is she doing? This is not even a bed or a couch. Like, this is straight up like just the floor, I think, in one of these bedrooms.
Yeah. I mean, what were your thoughts on Angela's speech of thank you for keeping me? This is my dream.
And then
the crickets.
So Paramount Plus has a button that is 10-second fast forward or 10-second go back.
Mm-hmm.
I clicked the 10-second go forward twice during that because I cannot do it. Based on how my personality works or whatever, it is like I feel like empathetic or sympathetic or whatever it is, or but like cringe really affects me. Like,
I mean, I think Cedric said it where he was just like, well, you're just gonna go next, so don't get your hopes too high here.
And like, I think the one thing where I'm hoping to not ruin this for people at home, but like, Cedric's getting a lot of confessionals before we go to the HOH, and like, I look at spoilers to see who wins the HOH because I really want to know. But like, why are we focusing on Cedric? It's like, guess what? Cedric's gonna win. Like, well, like
he had the one the confessional right before the HOH, being like, guess I gotta go and win.
And right. Like,
I look see
this
you.
This isn't foreshadowing. Like, y'all know the answer. Like, I don't know. I guess maybe it is foreshadowing, but like, that's something where I think that's a detriment to that's another detriment to the HOH is apparently going to be on Sunday every episode. And like, let's not pretend the Sunday episode is like, it's not as dynamic when it's not live. And, oh, did Tucker win the puzzle live meaning versus who wins this competition? Yes, maybe you can do something that's a little harder for an HOH
because
all of these people had 45 seconds to do this. 45 seconds times 14, just kidding, 13 people is more than a live show. But is this an HOH that we just no? This has to be an HOH. It's like one that's been over the last 3 weeks. It's an equitable comp. It's like, I suck at balance beam. But a guy won, so you can't say all guys suck at balance beam. You're like, okay, well, guys over 235 pounds with a bad sense of gravity will never win this. Like, and I thought it was interesting, like, Brooklyn out of nowhere, like, her first confessional that it's memorable in a couple episodes is like, I'm gonna freaking kill this one. This one is mine. And then she's in the montage of, like, busting ass, and you're like, well, that was a weird... Why is that the confessional you guys choose to play for this?
Is this the one you choose? Yeah.
Obviously, I'm thinking about this from, like, worker brain instead of fan brain, so maybe I should switch to fan brain a little bit. But I thought it was interesting of, like, I think Chelsea and Cedric are actually, like, very close.
Cedric said that, like, oh, we just won back-to-back HOHs. And that also maybe will put a target on. Chelsea was worried about the comment, but like, they are kind of in lockstep. We hear Chelsea say like, oh, Cedric won, I'm safe. And again, so.
Right. Cause it was just I think it's a very, I obviously I'm not in the Big Brother house, but I doubt anybody is like, this 21-year-old wants to say like, we were at the lowest point possible after night one. We got last. We each got last in a competition. How did we already win one? when it was against 14 other people and against 13 other people.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Or 12 and 11, whatever the hell. I always forget to take out the one thing. I think what's interesting is a lot of stuff is happening on live feeds over the last 24 hours. So we'll get to that at the end. We got some people maybe not spoiling in the comments, but like we're going to get to that. What else?
The love connection we got going on here. We have Cam and Quinn both pining after Leah, but Leah really has eyes for Tucker, and Tucker really has eyes for the fish tank. So Leah,
what a canned response. I think that's something where you're like, why is Tucker not into any of these girls? Blah blah blah. Like, it's just something where it's so funny because we're so used to showmance that even when a showmance really isn't here, we have to have a whole segment about it anyway. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I think I'm literally dead air in the middle of this. So like, the one thing that's so funny to me is like the pranks that Big Brother people play on Big Brother. Like James would always play pranks in his couple season. And it was like, there would be prank segments of like, he was hiding behind the door. Isn't that wacky? And you're just like, no, I don't give a shit about this. And like, if there wasn't somebody doing pranks, would like, if you did a segment of like, man, I wish some people were playing more pranks, and like some producer in the back's poking them with a stick, like, don't you want to like hide behind there with some shaving cream and like throw it on somebody? It's like, no, like that's a hallmark of some seasons of Big Brother, where it's like, what I'm trying to express is, why do we need a showmance segment if there's not a showmance? Like, is that literally we can't turn our brain off, or is it for the like, well, the Facebook crowd really wants some of these people to start kissing, and I'm going to have to start asking everyone in their confessional about showmance. I guess Chelsea's the only one with the fish tank line that will like play ball with us to give us a moment. Ha 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 ha. But like, Tucker and Rubina, is this going to happen? Or why not? Or what? It's just like something where you're like, why is this a segment? Is it because we don't really have a game being played right now? Because it is kind of, we got to get rid of Angela. We got to get rid of Kenny. We got to get rid of probably just them. And then we can actually start playing this game. And like, what's funny is, if you've been watching over the weekend, it is kind of like, oh no, some of those people are starting to play and this is really turning, but maybe we already made this showmance segment on Wednesday and now we got to use it now. And you're just like, I want to know what actually happened in the house. Like the nominees thing for Cedric kind of like was pretty basic of, my target is Angela, which is crazy because Angela would never go after Cedric in a million years. And so you're like, are you planning on winning HOH at week five, Cedric, to take back over the power? Because if you're not planning on winning HOH for a while, you should probably do something else besides just put up Angela, in my humble opinion. Because Angela's not coming after you, and somebody else can waste that week. And if somebody else wastes that week, then you aren't going home when someone else wastes that week.
What are your thoughts on MJ being like, well, don't put me up because I'm just taking myself off? Like, would you want to get rid of the power in like, all right, I'll deal with MJ when I deal with MJ, like afterwards? Or like, how would you navigate that power? Because she's basically saying like, don't put me on the block.
I think what's funny is like, Chelsea has a smoking gun of like, Leah and Mackenzie were talking to me and saying like, I mean, we could put up Cedric, we could get him out. And like, why is Chelsea not literally being like, we should flush the power immediately? And like, I know America votes, and maybe that was the reason of like, we want to make this American veto for America, America's veto, super strong of like, you can't just flush it and hope it works because maybe one of your alliance people get put up. But like,
with the AI comp, it doesn't matter.
And so like, I think what's interesting is some of this gameplay is evolving a little bit because it has to, and some of this gameplay is not evolving because it just doesn't make sense of, like, I don't, like, he has to put up McKenzie, and then by the end of this episode, he does not. And so it's like, well, if I put her up after a veto is won, maybe, then what happens? But then you're putting up a fourth person and a fifth person, and you're just like, good Lord, Cedric, you're like, I want to do stuff without having a lot of stuff happen, backfires in your face immediately. And then you're like, well, that didn't work.
Is there any truth to Kenny's words of all the girls are working together? And by all the girls, it's all the girls minus Angela, I think. Or, and Brooklyn. It was like T-Cor, Chelsea, Leah, and Mackenzie in all the shots that were shown while Kenny was saying all the girls are working together. But like Brooklyn wasn't in there. Angela wasn't in there. You know, what are your thoughts on all the girls working together? Is that a real thing?
I think what's interesting is we would have seen that of, like, we see the Pentagon, we see the collective, we see somebody else putting the, like, there must not be four or five women putting their hands in a circle and going like this, or they would have showed us that.
Right.
And so I do think it's a very loose thing of, if Cedric puts up a bunch of dudes and one of the dudes goes home, that's pretty sick for us. And like, then maybe when we get to 11, it's time to solidify. Or when it gets to 10, it's time to solidify. Because the sooner we solidify, the bigger we put a target on ourselves. I think there's some feeds that I watched last night, so I'm going to talk about it a little bit of, like, it's just...
We can go into feeds. That's like, pretty much the rest of the episode. It's just numb.
I mean... Because, like, let me finish the episode of, like, Cedric is, like, I'm putting up Angela. Kenny came to me. He's like, hey, we have the same job. We believe a lot, but I'm going to put you up anyway because then it gives you a shot. And he likes having a shot to win a veto, win an AI. And, like, that's going to be his story of, like, is he a mercenary or whatever? But, like, Cedric and Kenny are getting closer and maybe they will have a separate alliance. So then... I want this person to go up. That person says, no, I'm not doing that. Joseph, very vehemently, I'm not going to be a pawn. Somebody else, I'm not going to be a pawn. Rubina does not want to do it. Brooklyn, I don't think he talks to Brooklyn specifically in the episode. I don't remember exactly. But it was like, everyone was like, I'm not going to be a pawn. I'm not going to be a pawn. And Cedric being like, oh my God, how? I thought this was going to be so easy. And then it's Tucker time. And I believe if you're a Tucker fan, like, put your seatbelt on for 6 weeks. Because I do think he's probably going to be in the last half of this season. But, like, every single week, he's just going to be messing around. Because, like, his mindset is, I am bored. We've been doing this for 2.5 weeks. Nothing is happening. Mm-hmm. Just put me up. I'll try and win another one. Like, that's what I'm having fun doing. Is, just like Kenny, I want to either win a veto or I want to win an AI. And, like, let's do some stuff there with that. And I think that's going to be... very frustrating for people, or very easy for them to, like, Tucker is a problem. We should backdoor him. And it's like, it's impossible to backdoor him because of the AI thing. So if you're a Big Brother watcher that has watched this for 25 years, they stop the twist at a very specific point, and it's usually final 10 or final 9. There won't be an AI arena is what I'm assuming. And then he's toast. Like, as soon as it's like, this is the first week without AI arena, if he doesn't win HOH, that if they don't tell them that ahead of time, sometimes they spring knowledge on, I believe the house will work together to eliminate Tucker the first time there's not an AI arena. Mm-hmm. And that'll be a really sad moment. And, like, hopefully Tucker wins an HOH or gets his thing pulled to play in the veto. But, like, Tucker's enough on an island. Like, I do think he's a very social player.
Yeah,
but if he's going to win a veto or win an AI arena or win anything over the next couple weeks over and over again, people are going to be like, we got to get him out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he was trying for HOH. So I think he maybe knows that and will be like, I want to win an HOH. So that's the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Spoilers now for for feed stuff, because it, I think right now this is the first time where the feeds are outpacing the show. And this is where I would, like, if you do want to know some stuff from the show, like, start reading, because it's really cool what's happening right now of people are figuring shit out. Of, you have done none of this? Is this all new information to you?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. That is what we're doing. So I'm just going to talk a mile a minute here to get a bunch of information out. So the guys are like, is there a girls' alliance? And, like, now there's, like, a counter guy thing of, like, maybe these are the guys that are aimlessly waiting for stuff. I don't think it involves Joseph or Chemo, but it's pretty much every other dude of, like, it wouldn't be that bad if a girl goes home. We need to get Mackenzie's power out. There's stuff going on with powers. The thing that I actually did watch last night was Cam and Leah talking. And Cam and Leah were like, Leah was like, there may be a guys' alliance in here, but she didn't name anybody. And that got back around to Cam, and Cam was pissed because he's like, "How? Why are you saying this shit?" And, like, that puts me in hot water. And, like, their mutual understanding or flirtmance or whatever the hell it is getting pretty strained until they all share information. And that's kind of a surprise. Tucker wins veto. So there is going to be some movement on this block. Mm-hmm. Is it time to put up Mackenzie and get her power out? Cedric's been wondering about that. But what's really happening in here, sorry if you're a Quinn fan, but everyone has been like, we know Quinn has the other power probably because of process of elimination. Are we going to let him just have a free HOH next week, or are we going to get his ass right now? And it's like all falling on Quinn of people being like, he's in your alliance? He's in your alliance? And I don't know how aware Quinn is of this, but it is kind of like, are you pro Quinn? This is a bad couple days for you because he went from the best place in the house to the worst because people are this afraid of powers or so anti-power that, like, if we put up Mackenzie and backdoor Quinn, we get rid of both powers and we don't have to worry about it because both powers would get used in week four no matter mm-hmm. what. So we either... two powers happen next week or zero powers happen next week. It won't be one or the other if we do this with getting Quinn out. And so that's like an info dump, but like there's a lot of moving pieces. And that's where, if that's interesting to you, start reading. I like to use Big Brother Reddit and go look at like what the live feeds are happening now. I think there's aggregate sites to whatever. Like, I think it's worth it. Tucker is chaos whatever because he won veto, but guess what, he's planning on using it on Angela, because if he uses it on Angela he could still win the AI thing, because he wants to go against Quinn in the AI competition to guarantee that
Quinn doesn't win.
Quinn is on the block when this is over, because Quinn versus Kenny or Tucker versus Quinn will still vote out Quinn, but Quinn versus Angela is a little bit more like, why would you keep Angela? So is Tucker currently right now showing a veto on the block and putting it on Angela? And Angela will probably be like, this is my treat. Like, we get a whole nother one of those and like whatever. And so I think that's where I'm talking about. It's kind of cool, the game evolution. If they're going to let Tucker stay on the block after putting the veto on someone else, that would be the first time that happens ever.
Ever.
For sure. And like, but he feels confident in doing that because Marcellus, he feels confident. Just like,
right, it was Marcellus that did that?
Yeah, and there's, I think maybe Dick used it on, I am lying. I think Dick used it on Danielle maybe, and then still stuck around because of the votes that America got to choose with Eric. Like, I think that's the only one maybe against Dustin that happened like that. But I don't remember exactly. It's been a long time. But I think him putting the veto on somebody else, it would be the first time where it's like, oh, shit, what? Or, oh, wow. Yes, Chemo has a crush on Tucker, And that's why Kimo is telling Tucker all the info. You got to put two gay guys in the show so they don't pine after straight guys the whole time and ruin their game. I think what's funny about what we're talking about, though, is it still feels like, and then there's five people just in the middle doing nothing. Mm-hmm. And like the five people in the middle doing nothing are about to be in the final nine because they don't have any problems, but they're not really leading anything either.
Yeah.
So I think someone said something where I'm like, damn, maybe where like, oh, is this going to be another season where the first month is the good month? And then we have like the second month is so boring. And then someone finally wins. And like, that's kind of how Big Brother's been trending of like, oh, there's big fights when there's a bunch of us, there's some crazy back doors. And then something gets established. And like, someone like Jag goes on like a crazy run of HOHs mm-hmm. and vetoes back to back. And then it's like, well, too bad, so sad. But like, I don't know if anybody could do that in this house. And there's just a few people that are like, I'm going to wait. And you're like, how much waiting is there left to do?
Yeah.
It's time to win an HOH and do this. But like, it's interesting. Does Quinn know he has a shot of going up? I don't know if that's getting leaked to him.
I hope this whole plan actually follows through.
Because what I was hinting at before we talked about stuff is like, Cedric, is he going to push the gas pedal now? Because everyone would be like thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if he doesn't push the gas pedal, then everyone can say this was the plan, Quinn. And Cedric was down to do it and then didn't do it. And then it's like, are you more like, thank you, Quinn, for not? Or are you like,
thank you, Cedric, for not?
Thank you, Cedric, for not doing that? Or are you like, you've been talking about my demise for 2 days? Like, I'm going to put you up anyway.
Right.
Because, and like, poor whoever did the deepfake HOH graphics for 5 days and got it approved and did whatever before the season. Because I don't know if that'll get used next week. But like,
hey, they got paid,
but they want to see their work on the show. They're going to be like, mom, it's going to be in the first month. I'll send you a YouTube of it. And like, they want to win a graphic design award and they're not going to do it with Ainsley. So it's going to be the deep fake, like Ainsley morphing into the.
Oh God, please. Let's not revisit this.
And be like, I'm going to nominate. And like the voice changer part of it, I'm sure was going to happen. But I think this is a good couple days for Mackenzie because her being, I'm going to do this if you do, like, she's going to get a green light to win an HOH and go after some people, mm-hmm. which, like, we are kind of, like, waiting at. It's like before Mario Kart starts, there's lights, and now it's green. Like, now we can full on have the war over the next couple weeks of, well, you were talking shit, you actually did put me up, I said if you put me up and flush my power, I will go after you. That's just gonna happen. And then like, she's gonna come after Cedric's group will be like, yikes. Or does Cedric go, or like, mm-hmm. then there's gonna be some like, I gotta win HOH or I gotta win veto, and like, this will be something. And then if there's like the Big Brother group, like, I think what's funny is there was the power. I like doing Big Brother 20 as a baseline because we mm-hmm. had the power apps for the first 4 weeks.
Yep.
And then what else happened? Like, the next thing was the hacker. So like, there's like something that could ruin all this fun gameplay is like, oh, and the AI competition is done after the first 4 weeks, but now there's like a real veto and an AI veto, and each veto competition will have two ways to win, but mm-hmm. one of the vetoes is fake or something. I'd be like, oh shit, like I just came up with that in 5 seconds. But like, I feel like that's like something that could happen to like
choose which veto to participate cart. In one yeah. is fake,
and like one of the veto comps is way harder than the other one. So like, five people do the hard one because they're like, no way this wouldn't be the fake veto. And somebody's like, well, I'll do the dumb one. And like, it's like, that's the one that was. Or I why am I speculating for something?
If we predict this, I don't know.
Yeah. I think I'm officially on. Chelsea is going to be way better than I thought she was. So my bad for putting
her. She's already doing great.
Yeah.
Compared to where you put her.
I think she's very level-headed and very, like, you're not going to pull one over on her or catch her off guard. I do think what sucks is Brooklyn is probably playing a top three game, and we do not hear anything from her ever.
We don't hear from Brooklyn, Rabina, Kimo, Joseph.
Right. And, like, I think those are four of the five. I'll put Kikor in there as well. Those are the five people that are playing well enough to never be in trouble. But whenever we do see them in month two, I'm just going to know nothing about them or their games. Where, like, I almost hope Big Brother would do some BS like this, where it's like a flashback of, like, this is why this person's so, established, like, not that we've been keeping this from you, but it hasn't been relevant. But, like, I don't know if I'd ever do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, anything else, Blake?
Let's refresh the Wikipedia one more time to see if Tucker. Okay, no.
Well,
so
find
Tucker
out
won
next week.
So here's what we think's gonna happen. Tucker puts the veto on Angela, saving Angela. Angela's making him to week four. Her dream goes for at least a month, and then it's time for Quinn to make a move. I think Quinn should be Cedric. It's time for Cedric to make a move. I think Quinn will be on the block.
Yeah.
And then that'll be really cool. Of like, then the Thursday night AI competition is Tucker versus Quinn versus Kenny of we need to beat him and get him up and out. And then Quinn has a moment where if I get through this next 2-minute challenge, I can reestablish my whole game with my power next week. And like, I think either one of those options, we either get a really cool boot out of like, damn, that's a good gameplay, or we get
revenge tour,
like revenge tour. And like, oh no, Kenny goes home. And like, this would be the coolest week to, oh no, Kenny goes home.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that sucks, Cedric, that like, you were trying to get on Kenny's good side and like building an alliance, and then it just didn't work or whatever.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, tune in on Thursday right after the live eviction for our takes on the veto comp and the eviction and AI arena, all that jazz. So see ya then.